If I'm ever on an airplane flight where the flight attendant becomes incapacitated, and the thought of that's as close as I ever want to get, I think I might be able to do the safety instructions. I mean, I've heard them so many times. Actually, they've now videoized the presentation. Used to be they just kind of got up and did it. I like the part where that little yellow oxygen mask drops down from above your seat in the demonstration. Now, in the video, everyone's wonderfully calm in this simulated oxygen problem. I'm sure that's very true to life. Oh, look, my oxygen mask just dropped down. That's nice. Well, the video shows the mother putting the mask on herself and then on her little girl. The instructions go like this. If the cabin pressure drops, get the oxygen to your face first and then to your child's. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about breathing the air your child needs. When it's crunch time on an airplane flight, you have to first get for yourself the oxygen you need as a parent, and then you can give your son or daughter what they need. In these increasingly challenging days for parents and dangerous days for our kids, we got to breathe deeply what our children need so we can pass it on to them. Over the years of youth and family work that I've been involved in, I've often been asked by a parent, can you help my son or daughter? Often the most helpful answer would be, can we get the oxygen to you before we try to get it to them? How many times has our child's weakness been a mirror of our own? Their failure a mirror of our failure? Their baggage, their needs? It's kind of like my child, my mirror. I have to get me fixed before I can fix my son or daughter. And how in the world do we change things about ourselves that we haven't been able to change all these years? Hope. Yep. In our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Peter 1:18, God says, you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers with the precious blood of Christ. Now, we have all gotten these destructive hand-me-down ways of living from our parents who probably got those same hurting ways from their parents and so on and so on. And even though we may have been determined not to reproduce some of those traits, we may have hated some of those things. Here they are, popping up in our generation, marking another generation, unless their hold can be stopped in your generation. Unless I can find the spiritual oxygen needed. If I can, then I can pass it on to my children. We've all got ways of doing things we've long wanted to change, and for a long time. My temper, my negative attitude, my lack of discipline, my critical tongue, this addictive personality, this controlling personality, this lack of affection, this dishonesty. But God injects into our lifelong struggle to change this hope-giving word, redeemed. He says, you were redeemed. We can be redeemed from it. But you can't help your child with that problem until you've breathed God's life-giving oxygen first. The bridge between the person you are and the person you need to be is spelled S-A-V-I-O-R. We need a Savior. Christ shed his blood on a cross to pay for a lifetime of your sins and mine. And he breaks the power of sin to enslave any person who belongs to him. And the Savior becomes your personal Savior when you tell him you're giving yourself to him. Isn't it time you opened up to the one who died for you, for your sake, for the sake of your precious child, for the sake of future generations? The greatest choice you could make for all of those people. Tell them today, Jesus, I'm yours. Go to our website and there find exactly the information you need to begin your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Anewstory.com. That's the website. Anewstory.com. Jesus has redeeming grace for that son or daughter that you love so much. But first, you gotta breathe it yourself.